Hello and welcome to Camera Central Podcast. Today this is the Wales and West show, and I managed to nick Liam for a little while to talk a little bit about his work, some advice, and the show as well, just a little bit. But don't know, just explain kind of what you do and
Yeah, so I am a landscape photographer primarily. I focus on drone light painting. I am this year's 2024's Open Photographer of the Year at the World Photography Awards.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much. I've been a Sony European imaging creator for 3 years. Yeah, just looking to celebrate the world in my own way.
Celebrating the world in your own way. So do you do majority drone stuff, or and that's kind of what that's your main kind of like portfolio?
Yeah, I honestly, the majority of my, I guess, portfolio would be just what you would think of as fairly traditional landscapes.
Yeah.
But the things that people know me most well known for is drone light painting. So I'm attaching lights onto drones and using them to light up the landscape.
That's actually quite fascinating, because of course, like, I managed to see a little bit of your talk earlier, and like the photos you get are just like completely mind blown. Like, kind of, what's the planning that you actually put into that? What, you know, as an artist, kind of like, what tips would you give people to get photos like yours, or, you know, develop their own style, own ideas? What would be your advice?
So first off, they're effectively, the way I approach them is like studio portraits.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing my own artificial lighting.
Yeah.
The landscape is my subject, my model. And I follow a lot of those traditional studio portrait lighting tips. So let's say edge lighting, key lighting. So quite often I'll use the sun or the moon as an edge light, and then I'll use my drones as a key light to fill in all the shadows. So most of my shooting takes place at night.
Yeah.
Which means I need to plan where I'm taking the photo from, how I'm flying the drone, and everything from framing to like weather. That's all things I need to take into account. So I'll usually do, I'll do all that recce-ing the day beforehand or the evening beforehand. That'll give me an idea in my head of what I'm working with and how I want to light it. So on the day, I can just go out and shoot.
Amazing. What like top three tips would you give for photographers who are like starting out in their kind of like creative journey to, you know, learn and adapt their own style, use a truly unique concept like yourself, or, you know, try and develop something a bit different?
Okay, so the worst thing you can do is just try and be straight up original.
Yeah.
Like out of the blue, your moment of eureka moment of just, hey, here's what I do.
Yeah.
The way I would approach being unique and creating your own style is to first really analyze the best the photographs that you love the most.
Yeah.
Look at other people's works and be conscious when you look at them. Don't just look at them and go, oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
Figure out exactly, okay, why do I like this image? Why do I like that image? And then once you know what you like, find out the tools to achieve those kind of styles, and then just merge them. So for me, again, I love portrait photography.
Yeah.
I actually spend most of my time looking at portraits, but I am a much more comfortable landscape photographer. Naturally, I'm not so great at getting the most out of like a human model, whereas landscapes I can work with all day, night, no issues. So I'm applying studio photography techniques to landscapes. And that's how I create something a bit different.
Fascinating. So what is the setup on the drone then?
Yeah.
Because, of course, one of the photos you show is where you lit up the side of a mountain. Is it because you're exposing for a long time you've managed to get the exposure on the mountain correct? Or are you using just a massive light on a massive drone?
A bit of both. Depends on the situation. That mainly depends on ambient light.
Okay.
So if I'm doing a long exposure, which is the easiest way to get the most out of whatever light you bring into the environment.
Yeah.
Like the lights I'm using are, you know, Loom Cubes. They do a dedicated
Loom
light
cubes,
mounting.
Really?
Yeah,
that's bad.
Yeah, so there's a dedicated light mounting kit that they produce for drones. And a Loom Cube is not bright.
Yeah.
It's like dimmer than a light bulb.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you shoot a 30-second long exposure, suddenly that tiny amount of light is amplified.
Yeah.
The only problem is then you're amplifying all the other ambient light, including moonlight, starlight, city lights, everything, which means you've got less control.
Yeah.
Whereas if you bring a really bright light, you can lower that shutter speed, reduce ambient light and really emphasize the lights that you're bringing into the environment. So for me, I actually make my own lights. Yeah, just like solder some electronics together.
So proper, like Tony Stark engineering in a workshop, just like handling stuff like a blacksmith.
The budget version, for sure. And the only reason why I make them myself, because you can buy very bright lights, is just weight. So a consumer light needs to be made rugged, durable, and reliable. Whereas I need something that is extremely lightweight with a high power output. So my lights, they don't have a hard weather-sealed casing, right? I just waterproof the electronics and minimize weight as much as possible. You can also use strobes, speed lights, flash guns, however you want to use to call them. But you will need a drone capable of carrying that weight, which might mean a heavy lift drone into that category.
Fair enough. So how's your talk gone at talks? Talks gone at the show then?
Yeah, great. Two talks covering pretty much what we're speaking about now. Yes, it's nice to share that process because there is so much work that goes into the images that most people will have no idea unless they come to a talk or look at the behind the scenes, behind scenes footage. And also, it's nice because a lot of the time, these images that I'm creating, what I found is most people don't really understand how they're made. They can't conceptualize, how it's made. And especially in today's world of AI generation, a lot of people just default to like, oh, there's probably some weird trickery going on or like just like hyper editing. But looking at the behind the scenes, it's very, very basic. Like it's bare basics of Lightroom and Photoshop, basically. So it's really nice to share that.
Awesome. And you know, I think it shows like this gives you a great opportunity for people to not only meet creators like yourself, but also, you know, learn so much more about different fields in photography that they may not be used to or may not have seen before. Because what you do in particular, I mean, loads of people do landscapes, but not very many people go out at night particularly to shoot light painted. You know, landscapes. You know, it's completely fascinating in that retrospect. What have you thought of the show as well?
Show's been amazing. From my perspective, I really like how that there's only one talk at a time. And they have a great stage, great projector, which is something that isn't always provided. And it's great because when you come here, like I've watched every talk on the day. I don't have to pick and choose which one I'm going to. It's just as a kind of as a fan, it's a really good experience.
Awesome. Fair enough. Is there anything else that you'd like to add at all? Maybe plug your own yourself? Socials and stuff?
So my socials are I am the Liam Mann on Instagram. That's where you'll find most of my work. I have a lot of interesting and exciting projects planned for this winter specifically. So if you would like to see those. And
I will be massively interested in
all of that. Stay tuned for that because, it's going to be exciting.
Awesome. Fair enough. If you have any questions, then put them in down below. I'll make sure that he gets them for him in particular. If you like this video, make sure you like, follow, and subscribe if you want to see more. Have a good day.